Hey guys, I'm talking to you now from a hotel in Sydney, where I'm going to be for the next 3 nights. I'm here for something very cool that's related to the blog. I don't really want to say too much right now, but what I will tell you is it involves a famous Japanese chef I'm sure some of you will have heard of. His name's Tetsuya. Anyway, all will be revealed very soon at the blog, so stay tuned. It's going to be really good. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to it. Over the next couple of days while I'm here, I'm planning to catch up with my second sister who lives here in Sydney. And yes, we're catching up over food. In fact, I guess all the plans that I made for this trip were planned all around, you know, what I wanted to do for breakfast, lunch and dinner. And then I sort of slotted things in around that. But I guess that's what you guys would have expected, right? You wouldn't expect anything less by now. As well as eating, I plan to do a bit of, you know, shopping and walking around as well, you know, to work off all the food that I'm going to be stuffing my face with. I'm actually feeling pretty tired right now. So after I publish this, I'm going to have a bit of a rest. I left Perth at 5:45 in the morning and arrived in Sydney at about 12:45 in the afternoon. All up, it would have probably been about 4 hours in the air, but because there's a 3-hour time difference between Perth and Sydney right now, it kind of all adds up to feeling, you know, like a lot more travelling. Consequently, you know, I'm feeling really exhausted, besides the fact that, you know, flying's just draining. I'm sure you agree. And I got up this morning at about 3 a.m. to finish all my last minute packing. All my clothes and everything were all packed fine. I just had a few last minute electronic gadgets that I had left charging up overnight. So, you know, my mobile, my iPod Touch, Nintendo DS. So I had to, you know, unplug everything and make sure I packed all the chargers and everything else, so I didn't leave anything behind. Jack very kindly drove me to the airport, and rather than insisting I catch a cab, given that it was such a crazy, ungodly hour, she didn't stick around with me while I was waiting to board. I wouldn't have let her do that anyway, because that would have just been cruel. Besides the fact that it was a, you know, very early in the morning, she's really not a morning person, so I wouldn't have done that to her. Anyway, she dropped me off and she went straight home, and I presume she crawled back into bed. I never managed to sleep very well on a plane, even though I normally take a bit of a tranquilizer to help me sleep and relax for the flight. It's prescription stuff, all legit. I just can't get comfortable, and I find, you know, after like half an hour of sitting there, my bum gets really sore. That's the worst part for me, I think. And I guess I've only ever flown economy class, so I presume, you know, if I was rich and rich or famous and flew first class, I'd be a lot more comfortable on a flight. But the one thing is, I guess the only time I'm actually glad I'm a pretty short person is when I fly, because, you know, everybody complains there's not enough leg room on a plane. But I must admit, I've never ever had any issues with leg room because I have very short legs. Anyway, I'm going to sign off now so I can quickly publish this and have a bit of a rest. And I will talk to you guys again very soon.